Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Friday afternoon with you. Thank you so much for having us on today. We are going to be busy, I can tell you that right now. Just reported less than an hour ago, a man was shot in the leg outside a Pensacola gas station. Just got off the phone with Pensacola Police Department spokesperson Mike Wood, bringing me up to speed on this just to confirm what we know at this point. By the way, details very sketchy. As I said, this is just rolling out here. It took place around 3 o'clock at the Sitco and Pace Garden Street station. PPD is confirming an unknown suspect shot a victim from a vehicle. Now, there's no suspect or vehicle information to pass along at this time. Details very sketchy. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon.
And one of our top stories, not just nationally, but internationally, at least 2 people dead and 68 injured after a suspected attack at a crowded Christmas market in Germany. A car plowed into the large crowd in Magdeburg, about 2 hours west of Berlin. Local media reports that the driver of the car has been arrested. They say that there was an explosive device found in the vehicle. Chancellor Scholz says the reports indicate something bad has happened.
All right. Stocks ending up and turning around what would have been one of the worst weeks of the year for the markets. Hillary Barsky has the numbers for us.
The major averages ending higher for the day but down for the week after the Fed's preferred inflation gauge barely budged last month, a sign that price pressures are easing. The milder inflation figures come a couple of days after the Fed rocked financial markets by saying that they will slash their key interest rate just 2 times next year, down from their previous forecast of 4. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher, with tech leading the charge and Apple notching a new record close. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and American Express, the Dow decliners, Merck, Microsoft, and Walmart. The Dow up 498 points, the Nasdaq higher by 200, S&P 500 up 64. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, about 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much standing out that we wouldn't normally expect at this hour. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, giving us some issues. Same with the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, and then maybe some issues at the intersection of Fairfield Drive and Palafox Street. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 36 tonight, so very cold this evening, and that's going to kick off a pretty chilly weekend. Saturday's high 53, Sunday's 57.
Okay, today really went sour in Germany. I mean, things went downhill just a couple of hours ago. Officials in eastern Germany are sharing an update right now on the deadly incident at a Christmas market. This is not the way to start the holidays off. Kristen Gubin has more on it.
The German state governor, Rainer Haseloff, revealing at least 2 people were killed and at least 68 people were injured when a car drove into a group of people shopping at a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg, west of Berlin.
Wir haben bisher 2 Tote zu beklagen und viele, viele Verletzte, mindestens 60 davon, eine ganze Reihe von.
Officials say they have the suspected driver in custody, adding they believe the individual, identified as a doctor from Saudi Arabia, acted alone, and they feel there is not an ongoing threat. The incident comes 8 years after an Islamic extremist drove through a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 13 people and injuring dozens of others. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
As you said, Chris, just a very unfortunate circumstance there. And it's day 2 of the Teamsters union strike against Amazon, just 5 days until Christmas. Amazon says it's not as big as it's being sold as because only around 1% of its workforce are union members. Spokesperson adds that they are only seeing protests in a small number of cities, not actual strikes. Drivers say they want better working conditions and pay, and for Amazon to recognize them as employees. Amazon says the strike has not disrupted its operations. Meanwhile, Starbucks union workers striking today in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. They say the protests will spread in the U.S. each day through Christmas Eve unless a new collective bargaining agreement is reached.
Yeah, they're spreading that joy and good tidings just in the really major markets right. across the country.
Where you're going to be the loudest.
So you have, or at least get the more awareness hits from the news media and outlets like that. Don't think we're going to have to worry about that here locally.
Probably not.
Because we're not unionized. So that's one of these are just unionized shops that are doing this. AAA projected a lot of travelers this holiday season, almost 120 million from Saturday to Wednesday, January 1st. A lot of folks, 107 million expected on the road, 7.85 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation, which brings me to a live report out of Chicago today. We're going to be joining up here with Kelly Salabrini. She's over at O'Hare and just basically reinforcing the fact that the season's shaping up to be one of the busiest.
It's supposed to be 6% more crowded this year in general across airports in the U.S. in terms of how many people are going to be headed through TSA this year. Now, Hopper's telling us that the busiest airports will be Atlanta, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denver, LAX, and of course here in Chicago. Over 1.5 million people have booked seats out of Atlanta between this coming Monday before Christmas and New Year's Day. Now to the price of airfare. Experts estimate the price of holiday plane travel is up 4.7% since last year, with a domestic round-trip ticket being $371 on average if you bought it in the first week of December.
418, News Radio 92.3. We're just going to kind of stay in this motif right here of these topics. Christmas shipping deadlines, as we've been telling you throughout the week, really coming to a close here. Don't wait much longer. Let me give you some options. Sunday, December 22nd, last day for FedEx, one-day freight, extra hours, standard overnight, priority overnight, and first overnight services. Also on Sunday, two-day shipping, this is Prime, Amazon Prime, expected those packages, you can expect them to arrive by December 24th. Monday, December 23rd, is the last day for FedEx, same-day city priority, and same-day city direct services. Also on the 23rd, one-day shipping with Amazon Prime, those packages, again, will arrive by the 24th. And then Tuesday, the 24th, this is the last day for FedEx two-day AM and two-day freight services. And also on Tuesday, the 24th, same-day delivery. This is Prime, Amazon Prime. And those packages will be at their destination by the 24th. And then on Christmas Day, Amazon e-gift cards will be delivered at that point.
All righty. And, you know, I'm gonna see that, Chris, and raise you this. Maybe you're not doing the whole shipping process. Maybe you're not having to rely on that. Maybe you're just getting out in the trenches and doing the shopping at some of these stores yourself. Well, if you are, you're most likely going to see a Red Kettle somewhere. That's, of course, the Salvation Army. They have 27 of them across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties this year. They're hoping to raise $155,000 by Christmas Eve to help those in need. To donate, you can put money in one of those kettles or contact the Salvation Army Social Services Office in Pensacola.
Yeah, what a tradition that is. And I was wondering where they were, you know, because I went to the previous year's locations and
right.
They weren't there. So there are 27 out there. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
It was 27 or 23.
Yeah, I think it's 27, you said.
Yeah, 27.
And so, yeah, please help them out. They need that money for operational purposes and just drop it in there and feel good about what you just did. Hey, history of one of the most famous Christmas characters ever known is being looked into. Max Murphy has more on the Facts Fox.
Fox Facts.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of the most beloved Christmas stories and songs of all time. Rudolph first appeared in 1939 when Montgomery Ward Department Store asked 34-year-old copywriter Robert L. May to create a unique Christmas story to give away to shoppers as part of a holiday promotion. The store had been distributing coloring books each year, but decided that producing their own story would save money. The result was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which became an instant hit, with 2.4 million copies given out in its first year alone. In 1949, the story was adapted into a song by May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, and was famously recorded by Gene Autry. The song became a holiday classic, and Rudolph's story has since been featured in various books, TV specials, and films, making him one of the most iconic figures in Christmas folklore.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Gene Autry there, the singing cowboy.
421 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a new program going to help Floridians protect their homes from storms and potential flooding. Obviously, a lot of us need to keep an eye out for that throughout every year. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's chief financial officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Clark Merritt at the Port of Pensacola wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, I'm Kirk Waters from Avalon HR. We want to wish all our friends in the Pensacola area a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster wishing everybody a happy holiday season.
This is Darren Costello, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, 8190 West Fairfield Drive, Pensacola, Florida, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Little Chicago. Never heard anybody on a Friday afternoon. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Do hope you're having a great drive in today. I want to remind you, we just busted this a few minutes ago, breaking news. A man was shot in the leg. Happened just about an hour ago outside a Pensacola gas station. Took place at the Citgo and Pace Garden Streets station. PPD is confirming, just spoke to Mike Wood from the PPD. He's their spokesperson. He's confirming an unknown suspect shot the victim from a vehicle. There is no suspect or vehicle information to pass along because details at this time very sketchy. It is an ongoing investigation, and we are following this for you throughout this Friday afternoon. For Social Security recipients, here's something that you might embrace today. A bill to increase Social Security payments to employees, public employees, that is, moves closer to a final vote in the U.S. Senate. Eben Brown has more on the story.
A House-backed bill to pay more Social Security benefits to public sector workers such as police officers, firefighters, and teachers received about three-fourths approval in a U.S. Senate vote. The bill still needs a final vote in the Senate before being sent to President Biden, who is expected to sign it. The measure does away with older laws limiting payouts from Social Security to public employees and their spouses who receive public pension payments. The bill has bipartisan backing and could raise benefit payments for more than 2 million U.S. citizens. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, a couple minutes after 425 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care, wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's Dr. C Vision Care on Highway 98 in West Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, but our worst spots are going to be on North Davis Highway near the intersection with Airport Boulevard as you're traveling towards Brent Lane. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 36 tonight. This weekend going to have highs in the mid-50s and lows at around 36 to 40 degrees.
Okay, coming up in just a few minutes, probably about 7 or 8 minutes right now, we're going to have Lori Bruce in from Wawa. Got a chance to talk to her. Of course, it was the grand opening of Pensacola's first location of Wawa. And the reason I want to speak to Lori about this topic is because of economic development, economic input, what the Wawa chain is bringing to our area. They're expanding between 5 and 7 stores over the next year. And I think Lori was telling me, and we'll correct this when we do speak to her, but I think she said each location takes about $7.5 million to actually get into operation.
Really?
A lot of bucks behind this. I wanted to share with you, and just next time you go in there to get a cup of coffee or something like that, just know what it means to our community to have a organization like Wawa in town.
Yeah,
so we'll talk
penny.
To Lori. Yeah, 435, 436, 437, somewhere around there. We'll be talking to Lori. Also, this is very interesting. You and I have been talking about this all week, about the prospects and the potential for a heavy snowfall in at that Notre Dame game tonight.
Yes.
Indiana, of course, number 10 Indiana is playing Notre Dame. We'll talk about that during sports in a few minutes. But we'll also talk about there could be a lot of snow there tonight.
Yeah.
So it'll be a snow game probably, which I like to watch.
Oh, all fans love that.
But we'll be talking about that. Also, as you know, the cold weather situation kind of moving into the area. Ferris Hill over Milton opening up a cold weather shelter this weekend for the homeless and the heatless. Officials say anybody wanting to stay at the shelter got to arrive between 6:30 and 8:30, say tonight, tomorrow night, and can only bring a pet if it is a service animal. But it will be getting chilly tonight. Austin's all over this one, kind of bringing us up with the latest amendments to that forecast and how it comes down this afternoon. But yeah, also just remember those 4 P's that you have to deal with in terms of protecting plants, pets, potted plants, things like that.
Yeah, plants, pipes, pets, and what was the other one?
You got it, man.
Okay.
It's the 4 P's, and we'll be talking about that, and we will be letting you know exactly what the 4 P's translate into. It's coming up a little bit after 4:35.
This is Fox News. I'm Tom Rigotti. At least 2 people are dead and 60 injured in the city of Magdeburg, Germany, after a driver plowed into a Christmas market. Fox's Alex Hogan has more.
Local media reports that a driver was taken into custody and that this person had been driving at a high speed toward the town hall, plowing into the crowd.
The German state premier has identified the driver as a doctor from Saudi Arabia. House Speaker Mike Johnson insists there will not be a government shutdown tonight. Lawmakers have until the midnight deadline to fully fund the government. The White House is blaming the GOP for the crisis.
I think we have to be really clear here. And that is, this is a mess that Speaker Johnson created. It is his mess to fix.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Prices barely budged in November, but still had higher than the Federal Reserve's target when it looked at it from a year ago, according to the Commerce Department. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index showed an increase of just 0.1% from October. The measure indicated a 2.4% inflation rate on an annual basis. The Dow bounced back today, ending a tough week that saw the index plunge more than 1,100 points in a single day and complete its longest losing streak in 50 years. Some cooler-than-expected inflation data helped fuel that rebound. The Dow gained nearly 500, while the S&P 500 was up 63, and the Nasdaq gained 199. The workers' union, representing over 10,000 baristas at Starbucks, says its members will strike at stores in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle for 5 days starting today, citing unresolved issues over wages, staffing, and scheduling. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Marcus Freeman just got a contract extension that keeps him with Notre Dame through 2030. Tonight, Notre Dame plays in the college football playoff in snowy South Bend against Indiana. And we all know the Fighting Irish are a very good program, but they have a reputation of not delivering in big games. And Freeman can start to turn that narrative around tonight by taking care of Indiana and then following it up with a win on New Year's Day against Georgia. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
I'm Sandy Zern, marketing and digital consultant with ADX Communications. I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jeremy, the travel director here at ADX Communications, and I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please get your copy in.
Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
Ho, ho, ho!
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and it is a beautiful Friday afternoon. Thanks for letting us jump in that car with you today. Do appreciate that. I got to tell you something. How long has it been? We have talked for months about Wawa coming to our area. And so yesterday, the big day, they spread their wings, and lo and behold, people were lined up to get in there. Lori, am I pretty correct on that explanation?
Yeah, Chris, you were. Yesterday was a big milestone for Wawa in our history in Florida. We opened our first store in Pensacola, a long time coming, and we're just amazed and honored by the enormous outpouring of support and the customers and the stories they shared and just the connection that we had with them. We were just thrilled with the outpouring of support and honestly, it was humbling.
Okay, we're talking to Lori Bruce. We're talking to Lori Bruce from Wawa, and she was one of the main instrumental faces and voices of this grand opening yesterday. One thing I also wanted to touch on, Lori, not the fact that you guys have absolutely everything except the kitchen sink, and you probably have that somewhere stuck around there, but the economic impact to our area. You guys hire a lot of people, don't you?
Yeah, Chris, we do. That's just the best part of the Wawa story of expansion is our investment in the community. And that's not only an investment, building a beautiful new store from the ground up and employing lots of local contractors to do that work. And we're so very proud of the partnerships that we've made with, you know, the developers and contracts in the market and continue to have as we continue to expand in the Pensacola area. But, you know, the fact that every store once built, the long-term jobs are 35 to 40 new positions.
Nice.
And those are folks hired right from the community. And you may not know it, but Wawa is a family and associate-owned business. So our associates own 40% of the company through an ESOP, which is our employee stock ownership plan. And that stock is given to them when they're employed with us. So it's not purchased. It's part of our employment brand. And it's a wonderful opportunity for associates who join our flock to have opportunities to grow their careers. We're expanding and growing not only in Pensacola, but throughout the Panhandle region as well.
And we're talking to Lori Bruce from Wawa. Talk to me for a second, Lori. Tell me what this Wawa Foundation's all about.
Oh, I'd love to. So when we open, we not only open our doors when we come into a community, Chris, but we open our hearts and we want to become part of the very best way we can make an impact in the community is through supporting nonprofit partners that we have. And yesterday, I'll give you two examples. Two of the nonprofits that we're partners with are local food banks. So Wawa is committed to fighting hunger in every community, every store we build will always have programs, whether it's donating unsold products to local food pantries. We're making financial grants through the Wawa Foundation. Yesterday, we did that, $2,500 to our partners at Feeding the Gulf Coast. Feeding the Gulf Coast will put that immediately to work to provide meals to those in need. The second partnership was with the USO, supporting the military, honoring those who served, part of our DNA, part of everything we do. We were grateful to have the USO Florida with us, Northwest. We've partnered with them with a grant for $7,500 to support their holiday programs for the men and women who serve.
I can definitely tell you've done your due diligence in this whole project. I mean, you tapped into two really respectable organizations to team up with there. Lori, let's look down the road here like a year from now. How many stores are we looking at in the primary Pensacola, Northwest Florida area?
Yeah, so this is just the beginning, Chris. We are expanding and growing. So next year, you can expect two new stores to open second quarter, Nine Mile.
Right.
Be the second quarter. Yes. And then around mid-year, we'll be looking at Davis Highway. That store will be coming online, Davis and Johnson. There might be one more next year, but potentially there'll be probably two to four more in the region, Pensacola region itself. Beyond that, we're talking about 20 stores in the Florida Panhandle area from Pensacola all the way stretching Tallahassee. And if you hop on the other side of the bay there, we are expanding and growing in South Alabama as well. So So we have stores in Mobile and also in Baldwin County, and we're looking at probably another 20 in that market as well.
Boy, this sounds amazing. Okay, somebody wants to. Do you guys call your team members employees, staff members? What do you call your guys? Associate. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I frame this correctly. Someone wanted to become an associate with Wawa, how do they go about getting a job with you guys?
Well, we would be very excited and thrilled for them to take a look at our Wawa Careers website. So if you go to Wawa.com, you'll see a button on the homepage that has Wawa Careers. Take a look at that. All of our openings are listed by location. You can also read more about the great opportunities that we provide to our flock, some of the benefits that range from not only great market-leading compensation, medical benefits, but also, as I said, that wonderful ESOP, and just a wonderful team. We're a great team of associates who really care deeply about what they do. We like to call it friends and neighbors, serving friends and neighbors.
Lori,
and that's really what it feels like.
You know, you guys do it right. That's the bottom line. You really have done your homework, and you really have laid a great business platform out there. Speaking to Lori Bruce from Wawa, Lori, do me a favor. Go out and have a great weekend, and more importantly, go have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You do the same. And thanks to everyone in Pensacola. We are just thrilled to be open and serving the market. Can't wait to see you all in our stores.
You will, and we had a blast over at the grand opening yesterday. Lori Bruce from Wawa, and boy, they got an amazing store. I guess I'll have all of the little chichkas, the little promo items that they give away and distribute. My favorite, the clapper.
Yeah, you made that abundantly clear in the studio the other day.
Well, it's pretty. Anyway, Lori Bruce, very nice lady.
Absolutely. 4:43 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Since we're knocking on the door of our next traffic and weather together update, but we still got a moment to work with here, I said I would mention this earlier, and the time made a liar out of me. So I'll get to it now. A new program going to help Floridians protect their homes from storms and potential flooding. The state planning to launch an initiative for home lifting, which allows crews to temporarily raise structures off their foundation in order to make repairs. The effort would provide grant funding for homeowners in flood zones for a variety of rebuilding and improvement projects. The state's Division of Emergency Management hoping to kickstart Elevate Florida in the new year as a way to make the process more affordable for residents.
Okay, before you jump in, and I know you've been working on this forecast coming up here. It's very important, because especially because how low these temperatures are going to be getting during the next 3 days here. College football playoff kicks off tonight with Notre Dame hosting Indiana. You want to talk about some cold weather.
I just saw a video on it.
Yes, they were running B-roll here. And when the Fox weather side of the equation starts running footage on the site of a football game,
you know it's rough.
They don't do it for nothing. They know it's going to be a snow game. So Robert Ray has the latest from South Bend, Indiana.
Tonight is the night, the beginning of the college playoff odyssey. This is the first game, Notre Dame versus Indiana in South Bend, and tailgaters are out. Amid the snow, the wind, and the cold temperatures, an expected almost 80,000 people will enter the stadium tonight to watch this huge state matchup that has national implications as the playoff run begins. People are bundled up. Thousands are tailgating, some of them not even going into the game. It's festive right before the holidays as the cold temperatures will plummet on this area, making it feel like it's in single digits with the winds. In South Bend, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
I got to tell you that, you know, people bicker about the new playoff format, and there are some things that can be tweaked. It's the first year of the new format, so it's going to be a bit experimental. But that is one thing that I don't think anyone wants to change, and I don't think they should. Having teams host home playoff games, that's just phenomenal. To bring those implications to these campuses is wonderful.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Pets, four P's. Let me give it to you real quick before you jump in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good
pets,
transition.
Pets, people, pipes, and plants. It's going to be cold tonight. 36, isn't it? Something like that.
The fourth P was people. Yeah. That's it. Okay, got it. I had forgotten that earlier. But as you said, yes, it is going to be very cold. And actually, we'll start with weather first here before we get into the roads. Yeah, 63 tonight, or 63 currently. Low of 36 tonight. Saturday, high of 53, low of 36 once again. So Saturday going to be very, very cold. Sunday, going to be a little bit warmer, if you can use that word. High of 57, low of 40. As for the roads, we're just dealing with some of our traffic in usual areas. Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River and I-10 passing the I-110 north ramp.
Okay, they're saying, I just got a text here. Channel 3 is reporting the low tonight, 34.
Ooh.
And if you're in Milton, it's closer to 30. So
I live in Milton.
Yeah, there you go. Just make sure you got your long underwear on today.
I don't have a pair, but I'll see what I can do. Or I'll put on some dress socks. Maybe I can make it work.
Put on some drawers.
Wanted to touch on this because this is a recurring theme, apparently, that we've had, especially during the sports segment on our show every day. Netflix adding another live sports event. Mm-hmm. The streaming giant has won the exclusive U.S. rights to air the 2027 and 2031 FIFA Women's World Cups. FIFA said the Netflix deal provides an outstanding platform to further promote the game. Yeah, we've talked about some of the games that they've got going on Christmas Day in the right. NFL, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, and now this. So they're really firing on all cylinders.
See what they're trying to do, though. They're trying to get you to buy multiple monitors, TV monitors for your house, so you can put that on, get yourself a selector switch and just flip the games.
I know a buddy who does that.
Okay, week 16, where to go? The NFL season's off and running. It's going to be a wild start this weekend. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Chargers used an obscure NFL rule to their advantage, and they're now one step closer to locking up a playoff spot. The Chargers defeated the Broncos 34-27, rallying from an 11-point second-half deficit. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert threw for 284 yards and two touchdowns, while the Broncos managed just 6 points in the second half. At the end of the second quarter, the Chargers cut the Broncos' lead to 8, thanks to the first successful fair catch kick since 1976, a 57-yarder from Cameron Dicker. Jim Harbaugh's squad can clinch a playoff spot this weekend with losses by both the Colts and the Dolphins. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, we knew that was going to be a good game. I thought it was going to go the other way, but hey, those teams have the same records right now, and they're both, as he said, floating in the AFC wild card hunt. So good for them.
I did not feel sorry for Sean Payton whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. I
laughed at his face on the screen, let me tell you. The annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign has 9 bulbs. Sure does. Just be extra careful. The reefs, of course, are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time firefighters report a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, green bulb will be replaced with that red one, just to remind you the dangers of fire during the holiday season. 9 bulbs already.
Mm. Yeah, just very unfortunate. As Chris said, just be safe. About 4:49 here. Around this time every hour, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks ending this week with a much-needed spike in their numbers. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 498 points to 42,840. The S&P 500 rose 63 points to 59,30. And the NASDAQ gained 199 to 19,572.
Jeez-em. That's... No, the number, I'm just sitting here because my mind's clicking on these
numbers.
The Fox
News pause there.
No, I learned that from Bob Mariotti. These numbers, gosh, just trying to keep up with them can be an act of Congress sometimes. Here's something for you. The Beatles reunite as Paul McCartney brought out Ringo Starr for the final show of his Get Back tour. Michelle Polino's on this one.
The two remaining Beatles were reunited on stage at London's O2 Arena Thursday. Paul McCartney invited Ringo Starr on the stage, and the duo played a number of hits, including Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and Helter Skelter. The musical set closed out McCartney's final show on his Got Back tour, which kicked off in April of 2022. McCartney also brought up Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood to play a rendition of the tour's namesake, Get Back. The tour has run for over 2 years with 59 concerts in 13 countries for the 82-year-old. The former Beatle played nearly 40 songs from his large catalog of work, not only with the Beatles, but with his band Wings and his solo album. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ronnie Wood, of course, with Small Faces, pre-Rod Stewart's days with Ronnie. Then Ronnie left Rod and then went to the Rolling Stones. Boy, what's the names there?
Yeah,
that would have been a great concert. I want to tell you something that's very serious, especially if you own animals or are planning on owning animals. Northwest Florida cat lovers looking to bring a furry friend into their lives for the holiday, out of luck. As the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter confirms, the temporary closure of cat adoptions at the shelter due to an illness, the closure will only be for adoptions off-site. Those vents will continue. Dog adoptions still fine, not worrying about this one here. The adoptions for the cats will reopen on Friday, December 27th. So I thought you need to know about that.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a well-known party store going out of business. Got details on that shift and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
To Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, hanging the stocking, I can hear a knocking.
Louis Armstrong.
Is that you?
Yes, Santa Claus.
And News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Satchmo. Boy, where did you find that?
I was just thinking, I'm like, what's a Christmas song I haven't played yet?
There you go. You did that. You found one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I know if I had played that one.
Congratulations. That's a good one. Well, Louis Armstrong, you can't go wrong anything he's going to do there. 450 right. News Radio 92.3. It is Friday afternoon, and we do really appreciate that ride home today. We're having a good time. Hope you are as well. Some Christmas trees have stars. Others have angels. The one in the Library of Congress? Well, Chad Pergram has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A big, beautiful fir sits on display in the Library of Congress this Christmas season. It's in the Great Hall of the Thomas Jefferson Building. But the top of the tree was a little off. Rather than a star or an angel or some other appropriate top on the tree, they tried to put a special cap up there. It kind of looked like a coonskin cap, or even a Phrygian cap, a cap which was the model for the original Statue of Freedom, which stands atop the Capitol. However, some believe the bonnet looked more like a hallucinogenic mushroom. The Library of Congress said it tried to celebrate liberty and freedom by highlighting the Liberty cap that is featured around the library's Great Hall. But the library said, quote, obviously the execution left something to be desired. The topper has been replaced with a festive floral arrangement. The Liberty cap is something which is spotted as part of the artwork which adorns the corridors and hallways of the U.S. Capitol and the Library of Congress. And as for the hallucinogenic mushroom-looking cap, perhaps this puts a different spin on the Yuletide classic, Here We Come Wassailing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check.
I can't get it right up there, you know? Jeez, Pete.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you. I do have some backups still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and a little bit on Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard. That's both streets if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up that you wouldn't normally expect at this hour. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Going to get significantly cooler. This weekend, though, is going to be beautiful. Highs in the mid to high 50s and lows anywhere from 35 to 40.
Okay, I need to tell you, this is breaking news. The House has passed the spending bill
So the government will not be shutting down tonight.
Yeah.
This the vote was 326 to 31. I'm going to have to kind of dissect this a little bit to figure out why the difference in the votes compared to yesterday, because, of course, it did not pass. But why the big margin? It's still, well, I feel like I should do a play-by-play here. The votes coming down. Ladies and gentlemen, 328 yays now and 31 nays. But it appears the government is in still
agreement.
At least good financial shape for the next period, a few months. For the next few months. We'll have to do it again.
And mentioned this before the break, and it's very unfortunate news if you're a party goer. Party City going out of business. CNN reports the party supply store chain shuttering all of its stores after almost 40 years in business. CEO Barry Litwin reportedly told corporate employees in a meeting today that the company is winding down operations immediately. Party City exited bankruptcy earlier this year after closing over 80 locations between 2022 and 2024. The company had more than 800 locations across the nation.
Okay, there is a big concern, especially in the aviation industry, about this weather pattern that is moving across the Midwest and into the Northeast. A lot of snow associated with this. I think a good snapshot would be watch the Indiana-Notre Dame game tonight.
Yeah, if you feel cold, just watch that.
That will give you a pretty good indication of some of the amounts of white stuff falling. Millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday season, and we're following it for you.
6% more people are expected to go through TSA this Christmas travel season as they did last year. Now, this is important. With a looming government shutdown, you may be worried what this means for your travel plans. Well, we can take a breath of relaxation for now because TSA and air traffic controllers will continue working. They're considered essential employees. Hopper tells us that the busiest airports in the country are Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denver, LAX, and Chicago, with Atlanta seeing 1.5 million seats booked between this coming Monday and New Year's Day.
Mm. Sounds unideal.
Perfect run amok weather tonight. Absolutely. what am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about. It's the ranch up in Bratt.
Yeah.
Comes again alive again tonight. It is open with tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including my favorite topic, the goats in pajamas. The free event is a walkthrough, not a drive-through presentation. Bring along the walking shoes, the ranch located up on Rigby Road. You know where that's at. It's up in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open tonight. Gates open in about a half an hour from right now, and they stay open until 8:30. Now, those people know how to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Any organization that brings goats out and puts pajamas on them is okay with me.
Yeah, goats just seem like those kinds of animals. They're kind of they're pretty wild from what I've seen, but it seems like you can just kind of do anything with them. They're a pretty versatile animal.
You can do anything with them allowed by law.
Yeah, you can breed them, put them in pajamas. That's really all I got.
Those are the things. Hey, coming back at 4, we're going to talk about the General Chappie James Bridge.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.